Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. If you weren't expecting me on a Wednesday, I was not expecting to do this on a Wednesday. I was only doing the first two. I was getting ready to leave, and Ned, sitting right back here, goes, can't you do another one? And I'm like, is that a challenge or what? And he goes, no, do you just have another one? And I'm like, well, I got one of my favorite verses here, but if I say what I say about it, it's going to create controversy with people. And then that's where Zach and Buck said, oh, then do that. So here we go. 2 Peter 3:8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. And you may have been around Christianity for a while. You've heard that. Oh, 1,000 years like a day. A day is like 1,000 years. And yet your mind goes, how can that be? 1,000 years is 1,000 years. It's just because God is really old, so it doesn't mean that much to him. No, let me tell you something. I don't know if I could teach on a weekend because it creates so much questions about it, but we have to understand, if there was a creator, he does stand outside of creation. That page one of the Bible, when in the beginning, and God spoke, and one of the things said, let there be light, and he separated light from darkness, and there was morning, and there was evening, and there was the first day. See, God stands outside of time, is what this verse is saying. And let me tell you why I think that's important. And first, let me give you an illustration. For instance, some guy painted this. I don't know who. Buck just pulled it up because we just thought of this. I go, hey, give me a painting with a frame. Some guy painted this. There's an artist that painted this. And you're going to go, well, where is he? I'm going to go, what do you mean, where is he? Well, where is he in the painting? I go, no, he's not in the painting. He created that. Well, I know he created it, but inside the borders, where is he? And I'm going to go, no, you don't understand. The creator isn't inside the borders or boundaries that he made. He's got some frozen river and kids playing broomball out there. Probably the first youth group nightmare that happened with a concussion and angry parents. Just where my mind goes. And we've got this incredible snowy ice scene. The creator isn't in that. This demonstrates a creator. Do you see what I'm getting at? We live as creation in this construct that is bound by time. We are linear. I started this Daily Dose with you on a Wednesday morning 2 minutes and 8 seconds ago. We can't go back to those 2 minutes and 8 seconds. And this clock continues to be 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Why? Because we are bound by time. That is our framework. But the creator stands outside of that frame. My human peon brain that is so linear and bound by time cannot even begin to comprehend something that is outside of time. This is why so many Christians have a hard time going, what do you mean God always was? He had to have a beginning. He had to exist. Oh, no. You're thinking linear. You're thinking back to the beginning. There had to be a beginning of time for God. Time is cyclical. He is outside of it. Yeah, but he still had to have an original beginning. No. You're thinking time. We are bound in the framework of time. He isn't. Let me encourage some of you then with this thought that I've always had. I never met my grandfather. I was told growing up I was a lot like him. I've always thought he's one of the guys I would have really liked to meet. But here's what I believe. I believe the moment my grandfather, who died before I was born, stepped into eternity. The moment he stepped into eternity, he turned around and he will meet me the moment I step into eternity, because we both step out of the fabric and the framework of time. It's why so many Christians are, well, I lost a loved one or a spouse or child. What are they doing in the meantime? Where are they at? And I go, I don't think with them there's a meantime, because spiritually then they've left the earthly body construct by time. They are eternal. Their soul has been outside the border and boundaries of time, and therefore, I truly feel that if you've lost a loved one, those that have gone ahead, the sorrow is on this side. But I truly feel my grandfather, who died way before I was born, is going to step into heaven and turn around, and I'm right there in line with them. I love this picture then because it gives me the sovereignty of God that says, Chris, you're so bound by your fears of today and tomorrow and what's going on here and where this world is going and our culture and what about this next year and what if you got to understand when you pray and give these things in the hand of a God, you give them into a hand of a God that is outside the framework of his artistry. The sovereignty of God goes, Chris, I see what you're talking about, but I see it in its existence. I see it in its entirety and its totality. Chris, I got you. But because you don't know what tomorrow looks like, because you're worried about next year, because you're worried about, you're bound by what you don't know, God's just outside the frame going, Chris, I got the whole picture. I got you. It's a hard concept. I don't know if ever teaching on the weekend, because it's still my brain is just rattling with this concept. I hope I've disturbed you enough where this rattles in your brain today, and it lets you realize how small and minuscule you are in the painting, and the Creator still wants you and your thoughts and your prayers and your walk with Him. He's a bigger God than you and I can begin to realize. And that's what this Wednesday is all about.